Martha Norwalk, and welcome to the third and final hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you find us on Facebook these days. Just go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and you can check us out there. And golly, we still have nobody on the phones. I wonder, is anybody out there? I don't know.
They are completely open right now, and that means if you do call right now, you get in nice and quickly. Won't have to wait.
We would love to get you right on the air here. So, you got to let us know. Are we just talking to ourselves? This is just me, Linda, and Nathan. Okay. Where is everybody? I don't even have any Hummers at the breakfast table out here anymore right at the moment. So pick up your phones, 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. If you need it, add a one. If it doesn't go through without it. And we would love to hear from you. Anyway, I was talking about, before we went the kind of my birdie bath and what's going on in the backyard. I got to tell you, I've got more activity at my, I call it my wildlife cam, because I've got a little ring camera right outside of my back door. And that's because I wanted to see what was going on in my birdie baths and my fuchsias and roses and stuff. And sure enough, I have got this deer. It's a doe, and she's quite, beautiful and sweet and all of that. But deer love roses. They eat roses. And all the ones I've had here over the years, they're pretty spoiled. And they only like eating the new growth. They don't eat the old rose stuff. They just need the new growth. And I can't tell you how many springtimes I've been out there looking at my roses and thinking, God, why are these roses, why aren't they blooming? I mean, or why aren't they growing? They should be growing. And my roses aren't growing. What's going on? And it didn't occur to me. It's because the deer come through every day and eat the new growth. And so once I figured that out, there is a really good rabbit and deer repellent you can get. Like, I get it at Lowe's. I think you can, get it probably Home Depot or, at places like that. And it's rabbit and deer repellent. You spray, it smells like rotten eggs and stuff. It just smells awful. But you spray it on and then it dries on there. It really, really works. So once I figured that out, and then I, get the repellent, I spray the roses, and then I'll, lo and behold, my roses are growing. Well, the other thing, these deers, like, there's a kind of fuchsia that I get every year that pots on the ground. It's an upright fuchsia, not a hanging basket, grow down fuchsia. And it's the ones that have the little orange petal flowers. I forget that I forget the name of it, but it's one of my favorite fuchsias, and the Hummers really like them. So I have pots right outside my French doors. The deers like those too. And of course, want to eat all the new growth. So once again, I kind of got caught by surprise this year, and there was a little munching going on of my fuchsias. And what I found out with these Ring cameras, in order to trigger them to take pictures, there has to be consistent movement, and then it starts recording. Well, the deer and also the birds that come to the birdie bath, they might come in and then either land on the bird bath or the deer walk, but they go so slow that, you know, the deer will take a step and then freeze. And then a step and then, you know, and we look around, see if there's anybody, and then a step. Well, the birds are kind of the same way. They'll light on the bird bath and then they hold real still for a while to make sure nobody's going to come grab them. You know, and then they'll do. But anyway, well, they often don't move consistently enough, long enough to trigger the camera. So I was missing stuff. Well, and then with the Ring cameras, you can turn on a microphone so you can speak through the camera. It also has a little siren you can turn on. So the first time I caught the deer out there when my alert went off, and I turned on the microphone and, you know, and said, you know, get away from my roses, quit eating my roses, and hit the siren. The deer went, yikes, and was gone. It worked once. Now, if I'm an examiner, you know, I could be doing a counseling session like with Monica and her house and my Ring camera, and I go up and there's that deer, and I'll yell at the deer, turn the siren on, and the deer just says, yeah, well, okay, I know that now. Hi, I'm eating your roses. Okay. So, it, you know, that's not necessarily working that well. And let's see, was it, I think it was Friday morning. I haven't looked out, and sure enough, there's that deer out there. And so I just went and opened the door and stepped outside, which then puts me like within 10, 15 feet of the deer. And the deer startled, jumped and looked around and said, oh, it's you. I know you. Hi. Said, quit eating my roses. Says, well, no, I don't think so. And so I started, you know, now I didn't, when I got the alert, I was meditating and I figured it was the deer. So I just got up and ran to the back. I didn't have any shoes on, but I went outside in bare feet and went on. So I'm on the concrete. Anyway, the darn deer, you know, doesn't, I literally, I was had to chase her out and get it. And then she jumped up on the terrace, but didn't actually run away. So anyway, I have a very brave deer now. And, but using the spray repellent, I am now, I for a while, it used to be I just have to spray the roses or the fuchsias, and then that lasted for weeks. And unless there was a, you know, until there was really good rain, and then I'd spray again. I'm like spraying my fuchsias every day because she's coming and checking those fuchsias at least twice a day. And but now I've got her on camera because she moves enough, she's not scared anymore, so she moves enough to trigger the camera, so I see her. And darn, yesterday I was doing my session out in Snohomish, and I'm watching her. She goes up to the fuchsia, and she gets her nose right up to it, but then when she would munch, she kind of goes, ew, and turns away. And so I can tell she has not taken a bite of any of the new growth on them since I'm doing the repellent. So it does work. I mean, it's apparently smells awful to them too, and they won't eat it, but you need to. So if you've got roses and fuchsias and that sort of thing, you know, you might want to get some of this rabbit and deer repellent. And it is the heavy scented stuff. Now that this, it smells like rotten eggs and awful. It's just a horrible smell. But I also know you can accomplish the same thing, by putting heavily scented bath soap, like Irish Spring or something, and open a box. You can put that around a plant or hang it on the plant. They'll stay away from heavily scented soap and that kind of thing. But now the news at my birdie bath. I think it must take birds a while to get used to things being there and then feeling safe to use it and stuff. Because you know, I've had my birdie bath now for a number of years, but every year there's more activity. And I learned a trick of putting Not only do I have the wiggle wobbler, which keeps the water moving so mosquitoes don't lay larvae, and the moving water attracts the birds. But I also read that, you know, put twigs, a couple of twigs, you know, on the edges of it so the birds can land. And remember that birds like puddles, not swimming pools, so they don't want it too deep. But pretty much the ones used in my birdie bath for the last year have been robins. And there were robin parties, and they love it and all of that. And sometimes they'd knock a stick out and then not. And then this year, the sticks and the twigs were just being knocked out of the birdie bath all the time. Nothing in there. And they weren't moving enough, I guess, to trigger the camera until this week. Camera got triggered. I was expecting to see a deer out there. I couldn't believe it. It was crows in my birdie bath. And I have crows and I have ravens on the property. And I love them, and I talk to them, and they're very smart birds and all of that stuff. But they've never come that close to the house. And but now the regular birdie bathing. And at first I thought it was just the crows until yesterday. I'm doing my session. Camera goes off again. I open up my phone, and there's a raven in my birdie bath. And it takes up the whole darn birdie bath. But boy, the raven gets in there, and then, you know, they splash and dip their heads in, and they have their wonderful bath. And no wonder those twigs are going flying, because I got ravens in my birdie bath now. I'm so excited I can hardly stand it, because I now you have crows and ravens and robins using the birdie bath. And now I'm having to work harder because they trash the birdie bath. So I'm pretty much having to wash it and refill it every day. Before the crows and ravens, it was just the robins. I washed it once a week and maybe filled it up in between. But now it's a cleanup project every day.
Might need but to come up with some sort of self-refilling bird bath.
Yeah, well, you know, but it gives me something to do. I really love it. And yeah. And they, I think they know, you know, that it's safe to come down and be around me. But anyway, I just couldn't be more thrilled that I now have not only crow, but a raven. And with the raven there, enough on the cam, I could see that the raven's partner was on the ground close to the birdie bath. So it's now they're coming more and more frequently, but I'm pretty darn sure that this is the first year they've been brave enough or been attracted to, you know, the birdie bath. And, anyway, so I've been considering, cause there's a really pretty one at Wild Birds, a birdie bath that I'd like to have just cause of colors and stuff. And so I was looking for an excuse if I ever have the money to afford to buy a second birdie bath. I'm now kind of making my case to myself that I, you know, you could have a couple of birdie baths. I've got enough birds now. So, but anyway, as far as the hummers go, I told you, Linda, I thought they came in really early this year and, you know, went off, did babies, came back. Last year, they were early too and did two batches. Mm. So this year, now we're in the middle of, you know, they came back with babies. You know, I had that exquisitely almost mahogany orange Rufus male, the baby that was just so spectacular as a baby. So I got to watch him grow up, but then they all have disappeared again. So they're obviously doing babies again now. On a rare occasion, I'll see a female hummer come to a feeder. And that seems to be consistent with what they do when they're raising their babies. And then all of a sudden, the feeders will be full because all the babies come at the same time, pretty much. So I just, when we were getting ready, starting the show, I got distracted when I was talking to Nathan because, oh, there was a hummer at my feeder here, but it was a female. So it might just be, you know, a mom check-in, getting a quick drink and going back to, you know, the babies. Because when I see a male again, then I'll know the babies will be back any second. But you know, what are hummers doing down at your house, Linda? Have you got active hummers?
Yeah, they're big drinkers. They keep we put out the fresh nectar, and a couple of days later we have to refill it because both the males and females are showing up and enjoying the nectar. I don't think there's another round of nesting going on in our hummers. I think it's just summertime, and they are enjoying the party.
Yeah, I know. See, we had two batches last year, and I know they're out doing a second batch now, just because I'm so familiar with their patterns. But I thought going into this season, they arrived, are the Rufus ones, because the Annas are here year round.
Right.
The Rufies come in the spring, but they came in so early this year, I kind of thought maybe we're going to have three batches.
Wow.
But now I'm one, well, because, you know, we're until July now. But I expect any day, like I'm debating whether or not I dump all the Hummer feeders and do a new batch and refill everybody, knowing the babies are going to be here any second.
Right.
So I'm either going to do that today or tomorrow, probably, just and you know, to be ready. I kind of think that there's not going to be a third.
Hmm.
Batch, you know, I don't think there's enough time for that, because the Rufies have been leaving earlier. They've been coming in earlier in the spring and leaving earlier in the fall. Like, they usually didn't leave till the first part of September, but last year they left in August.
Hmm.
So if that's the case this year, then there'll be two batches like they were.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's my update on my camera and my and deer. And the woohoo, I got crows and ravens in my birdie bath, so it's really fun. And now looking at the clock, and I don't see anybody on the phones. So we got to take care of advertisers, and, you know, if there's anybody listening, will you just let us know? We could have a double Monica day. Monica in Mount Shasta, you must be there. And how about Diane? Where are you? Somebody needs a treatment here, so pick up your phone, 888-298-5569, and stay right where you are, because Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Alternative Talk, 1150 on AM, 98.9 HD3 on HD, 1150kknw.com on the web.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and thanks for, if you're there, spending part of your Sunday morning with us here, where I'm still not sure if anybody's out there, because phone has not rung. So 888-298-5569. We're here. We'd love to hear from you. And we did hear once again from Linda. VerticalEnergyWorldwide.com is her website. You can check her out there. And as we talked about in the last hour, she still offers a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And this is for new clients, obviously. But if she's worked with you on the radio or does today, if you would call in, that doesn't count. You can still have a free session with her off the air, either in person or remotely, whatever you choose. So check her out, verticalenergyworldwide.com, and then write this number down. Call or text her if you would like a free session, 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. And then remember, you know, I'm a animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I work with people and their animals privately when I'm not on the air here, and I help people understand their dogs. I customize and teach people how to live with their dogs, and I typically only have to see you once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so I'd love you to write my phone number down when I give it to you and hand it out to anybody who knows got problems with their dogs. Tell them I'll talk to them for free on the phone, and if I'm not the best one to help them, I probably know who is. But in most cases, we can just set up an appointment to come and see you and usually can get everything under control for you in one session. So the number to hand out, just tell them it's a landline, so no text. They have to call me, 360-217-7258. All righty then. We're still here. We're still waiting. Not sure if now we know the phones are working because Monica didn't have any trouble getting through and talking to us, but we just aren't hearing from anybody, and certainly none of our regulars and so forth. But 888-298-5569. The next subject I'm going to, though, Linda and Nathan, Nathan, I didn't get to talk to you about it, and Linda, you haven't been here, but I'm thinking 4th of July and fireworks. And I'll tell you what, you know, I've always told you, you know, I think our neighborhood, you know, out here in the country, that they buy out their reservations, you know, and you know, we get, you know, those huge half stick of dynamites and all that kind of stuff. And it really loud and so forth. Well, last year it was way worse than it normally was. And especially on the 4th of July itself and that night. And at particularly very close to me and sounding like it's right coming from the middle of the state land and the forest. And there are some new people over on that side. And so I was thinking, okay, well, it's the new people that have moved in and all that sort of thing. Well, this 4th of July, it was worse than the last one. And I have never heard anything so loud and constant that it was unbelievable. I raised Robbie well and I conditioned him well and he was real good with fireworks and all that kind of stuff. And Nora, I would stay home on the 4th like I do just to make sure nobody burns up, you know, because we're the trees and stuff and that my animals stay stable. But if Robbie had still been here, the sound, the noise, you know, shaking the ground loud and big, I couldn't even have taken him outside of the house while that stuff was going on. It was that bad. Now, and then when I stayed inside and watched, you know, the Lake Union fireworks on TV, as I'm watching them, what I'm hearing and feeling that's going on outside of my house, it feels like I'm on the platform where they're blowing off the fireworks. It was that big and loud. Well, since then, I've now learned what they're selling now, you know, at the reservations and what's the big thing right now, which kind of explains what's going on here. Apparently, there's some kind of unit that you can buy now, and the point of it is the noise. It's not for the, you know, colors and the pretty fireworks. Because I actually went out, you know, like really late at night just to make sure we're not burning up, but to see if I could figure out where all these blasts are coming from. And above the state land across me, the sky above would light up, but not in colors or anything and no fireworks.
Just like a big, bright white flash.
Right. Just big, bright white stuff. So anyway, what I learned is about what they're doing, it's some kind of unit you buy and it's made just for the noise. And once you activate it, it's like 350 blasts that take 4 or 5 minutes. And it costs $450.
Wow.
Well, once I heard that, it's like, that's what I'm hearing out there. Because it would be these blasting. It just, you feel like you're in a war zone. You know, for a moment, I had a flash about, what if this is like what it's like to live like in Ukraine when you're being bombed and stuff? It's got to be just terrifying.
Yeah, the bombs bursting in air.
Well, yeah. But, you know, but it's right in the, you know, there are bear out there and coyotes and cougar and all that kind of stuff. I just can't imagine what the wildlife's going through. But, you know, and then it would go silent for a minute or two and then it would start all over again. So apparently the people around here, there was no short of money to spend on these big sound blasting units, because that seems to be what's happening over and over and over again. And it started Friday evening and went through, you know, the weekend. It was worst during the night of the 4th, you know, Saturday night. But so I'm a long way around coming to this, Linda. It also made me think not only of the animals that can be so traumatized by all of this, but the level of these bombs and that sound. I'm wondering, you know, humans that have PTSD stuff, it's got to be really tough for them. But I think this bioenergetic synchronization technique, the best therapy, the energy codes work and all of that, that's got to be helpful for people with PTSD. Do you work with that a lot? Why don't you talk to us about that?
Not that much. I've had a couple clients who were veterans who had that as an issue. Also have several clients that have experienced violence in their home and have PTSD from that. So, I mean, really, it's a trauma, you know. I mean, it's just a lot of trauma that people have experienced. And so the main difference I might see between somebody who has a diagnosis of PTSD, which is not made by me, somebody else, you know, they might have more to release than somebody who has had, you know, more like a traffic accident that was not fatal, that kind of thing. But it's a lot of held patterns that we experience, which are just natural to us, to have that fight or flight response, because that's a defense. That's
so I'm thinking, you know, if somebody of you relating to the story I'm telling, and you went through this 4th of July and it was bad with you and you were traumatized.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a good reason to call in.
Well, yes.
Linda says, think about something. You can think about the way you felt or now you still feel, if you're maybe still upset about it. You know, I was hopeful that at some point, you know, since Italy has created fireworks that are soundless, that maybe we would, you know, wake up and do that sort of thing. But these new units they're selling, they aren't based on the pretty colors and the fireworks. It's all about the sound.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the point, is the biggest noise you could possibly make. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, do we really need to? I don't think we need that kind of stuff. But I also think, you know, when people are into that, I really don't think they think about anybody else. Or if they do, they don't care. So who knows? All righty. So I was hesitating a moment because Nathan was on the phone and I thought we had a caller coming in, but Nathan says false alarm, huh?
That was our other Monica from Mount Shasta giving us a
call.
Oh,
she and Monica, and you are out there.
But
hey,
she
Monica is
actually going out to take a hike. So
we
wish
Monica
you a great hike out there. And
take a hike, Monica. well, anyway, at least we know she's out there. So that must mean that there are others of you out there. And maybe, I don't know, maybe you're listening while you're gardening or something like that. It is a lovely day to be outside. And like I said, you know, kind of this week we're in my sweet spot. You know, you stay in those low to mid-70s. That's just really nice. And have you noticed At least up in, excuse me, in my neck of the woods, it seems that we have become more humid. Are either Linda or Nathan, are you noticing in your area, do you feel like it's more humid?
It has felt muggy. I also just got back from the Philippines, but...
Well, so you know, I really know what humid
well,
is.
Well, actually, the humidity out there wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. It's worse in Chicago and Florida.
Wow.
So, I mean, their humidity while I was there, I checked the percentages, only like 79% humidity, so only just slightly more humid than we get over here. Because usually we're in the low 70s for humidity.
But I don't know, it just seems to me, and I'm hearing from other people who live out here, the same thing, that they feel like it's more humid, just generally speaking. And I kind of notice it because even on the, you know, the lower, the nice temperature days, I still come in sometimes and I got to turn on a fan or something just to get the air moving because it you know, it's stuffy. It's doesn't feel, you know, as good as, you know, so I like to get the air moving, and that seems to, just getting the air moving seems to make a big difference. But it looks like we're pretty dry for the rest of the summer. And just remember the great trick of freezing plastic water bottles, the great big ones. You know, I like the 2 liter or something bottle. You freeze them, and then the frozen bottles you wrap in a dish towel, and you can sleep with them. And so if you know, if your living place overheats and you don't have air conditioning and stuff, frozen water bottles wrapped in dish towels is absolutely a gift from God, because you can help stay cool with that. That's what saved me. I learned that online. I think on the Nextdoor app. Remember, it was a
that heat dome we had
when we had that heat dome, and it went over 100 degrees.
115, yeah. Not just over, but pretty well.
Well,
over.
I wasn't as hot. We got in my neighborhood, got I think like 104 or 106, somewhere in there. Some of the rest of us around here did get up to 115.
Well, but I was a 115 person, and I would have wished to have had 104. You know?
Yeah,
right.
Me too.
But anyway, so but yeah, 104. I mean, that's just way past my tolerance level. Up until that point, I mean, the house that I'm in happens to be well insulated, so it stays, you know, at a cool and a reasonable temperature, and it has to stay above, you know, a certain temperature for a few days before it gets, you know, starts to get uncomfortable inside. And I had one little portable air conditioner on the one living end of the house, which was all I needed for all the years I was here. And, you know, I didn't use it that often, but for a while during the summer, once in a while, I'd turn it on and that sort of thing. When we had that heat dome and got over 100, didn't even make a dent. And I'd talk about miserable. Those frozen water bottles saved my life. So that triggered me. I got a second little portable unit that for the other end of the house. And in the few years since then, if it has gotten really, really hot, then that is plenty. One at each end of the house, I can, you know, keep the house comfortable and all of that. But interesting thing is that, yeah, we've had consistent sun and heat, but it hasn't been, you know, way up in the high 80s all the time. I haven't even vented my bedroom air conditioner yet. I haven't needed it. Just a fan has been fine. Mm-hmm. I have used the one in the living area of the house from time to time, but it's as much for the humidity as it is for the temperature. So
that's one thing about the temperatures, thankfully, right now. It's been cool overnight, you know, not really getting above 60. So it's kind of seems counterintuitive, but what I would do is open my windows and stuff like that, let the place vent out overnight, let that cross breeze go through, and then during the day, close everything so it traps all of that overnight air inside, and it helps keep it very manageable during the day. And then just same thing.
I know you're reminding me. I remember when that heat dome, that whole thing, you know, there was a lot of information being circulated about how to stay cool and all of that. And that was one of the things. And I did that because I do have screens on my windows and so forth. And so I would watch the temperature. And then what they said was, okay, in the evening, when the temperature gets lower outside than it is inside, then you set up, you know, you open the windows, and if you can get a cross draft across your home, then you open the windows and you put a fan, you know, facing inwards, blowing from outside in at one window, so it helps blow the air out the other side. And then you put another fan in front of the opposite side, blowing out.
Yep.
And
create like a little wind tunnel.
Yeah, a little wind tunnel there. And boy, that worked pretty well for me. And I could cool things off better. So I remember there were a lot of little tricks and stuff, but the best one was that frozen water bottle business.
I can't wait to try that. I mean, and it sounds kind of weird because in that case, I'm hoping for it to get very hot, but you know, when the time should come, I'm definitely going to put that to use.
Well, I have a freezer in my garage, you know, and a lot of the reason I would have it in the first place is because I feed raw food, you know, to my cats, and so, you know, I need freezer space. But even though I have the air conditioners now, because you know, there's no guarantee that, you know, we have another heat dome and I've got power, because if I don't have power, then it doesn't matter how many, if you have air conditioning or not. So I still have those frozen water bottles that are living in my freezer in the garage. But I'll tell you, Jude, Linda, you know, our sound healer, you know, she's in a rental house that I swear was probably like my parents' house in Laurelhurst, you know, where I lived with my dad. That house had zero insulation, zero. I mean, you know, if we had to open a wall for something, there's just nothing there because of when it was built, and that house would get so hot. Well, this house that she lives in is like that. And then the weird thing is the windows, the almost all, like 99% of the windows in the house do not open. So you can't put an air conditioner in them. I mean, she had like two little windows in the house that opened, so it's really problem. Anyway, I don't know how she survives, but like on those days where it's in the, you know, it's 85 or 90 outside, it's the same temperature inside her house, and the temperature goes up really fast, and it's very uncomfortable. But the thing that saves her, the frozen water bottles. Okay, so they're just a way of life for her in the summer, and that's how she gets through it. And she said it makes all the difference in the world. And I remember when I learned about that, I would sleep with two of them. Now you wrap them in a dish towel because, you know, the frozen bottles, I thought they'd thaw out right away, you know, and you'd be in bed for a couple hours, they'd thaw out. No, they last a long time, and they're still mostly frozen by morning time. It's quite amazing, but the bottles sweat, you know, as they're melting. So you need to wrap them in a dish towel. But then I would, you know, lay on my back and put one under my arm on my right, left side, and one on under the right side. And then it's really amazing how it cools down your core that way and can keep you very comfortable.
You're like creating your own personal outdoor cooler for the most part, you know, just because, you know, the blankets, they're going to trap that cool air inside and insulate it from the outside. And your own little pocket of chilly air.
Now I can tell you that I also have tried all the cooling cloths and cloths and scarves and stuff, and that has been that world has been expanding. And I just, with you know, the latest heat that we had here, I learned of a new cooling cloth that seems to be better than anything we've had before. And I ordered a couple because I want them for going to the fair. In this summer, because they're that good, and it's a different material. And I met one in person. it's a different material than they've been made of before, and my friends tell me that that you get them wet, wring them out, and then. And then you put, they come in different sizes, but the one I ordered is kind of like a big rectangle, like you could put it over your whole shoulders and stuff. And then my friends tell that that's what she does. And they stay cold for hours. And then she said she took it off and rolled it up and stuffed it away. And then when she got it, went, got home and got it out again, it was still cold. Sounds really good. Nathan, you are right. It is time for us to take care of advertisers. I'm going to see if I can get you a name for that cooling cloth. Any of you that want to be able to get some for yourself, you can check them out. So I'll check that out. In the meantime, stay right where you are. We're going to take care of our advertisers and continue. If anybody wants to sneak in a phone call, 888-298-5569. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, the talk of the sound.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World. Here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And gosh, we heard from Natasha Venter, our intuitive gal and personal coach. You can check her out at intuitiveclarifications.com is her website. Her YouTube channel is Natasha Ventor IC for the letters I and C for Intuitive Clarification. And she continues to do her podcast at 4 p.m. every Wednesday. You can find that on her YouTube channel. You can also schedule for a private reading with her on her website, intuitiveclarifications.com, or you can give her a call at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. And then remember our sound healer, Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. Well, it's in Shoreline, actually, and easy access, and she can work with you in person. And what a gift to be experience the gongs and forks and sound healing and the light chiropractic in person is phenomenal. But she can also work with you remotely. You can check her out at whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call and she'll call you back, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. If you do something for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Yeah, righty then. I checked and found those cooling towels. And again, the best ones I've found and last the longest. And the brand name is Frog Togs, and with double G's. So F-R-O-G-G and then T-O-G-G-S. Frog Togs Chili Pad. Instant cooling towel, long-lasting, reusable, sports and outdoor neck towel, and this one is 33 inches by 13 inches. There were other sizes as well, but Frog Togs Chili Pads. And boy, they have really revolutionized this world of the cooling towels and you know, scarves and that sort of thing. So this seems to be the state of the art. So maybe I'll finally have something that works at the fair. How fun will that be? All righty then. So, you know, we are about out of time. And Linda, thank you so much for being here on our Sunday morning. I guess we're just going to have to assume that everybody's out working in their gardens or something. And hopefully they're listening
taking
along.
Hikes.
Yep. Oh, taking hikes. Well, yeah, Monica, you know, tell her, take a hike, Monica. And she did. Anyway, hope you have a wonderful hike out there. And it certainly is one of those days. And, you know, I've had a lot of clients recently that one of the things on that with their dogs is they like to go hiking and want, you know, off leash, you know, following behavior and how to deal with hikes and stuff. So I've been doing a lot of that kind of educational work on sessions. So if you need help with your animal friends, all you got to do is call me. I'll talk to you on the phone for free and usually can get everything under control for you in one visit, 360-217-7258. But if you do decide to hire me and work with me, I give you free phone follow-up privileges afterwards so you can call me anytime and I'll coach you through what's going on. And we can always do follow-ups if you need, but that usually is not necessary. So, now Linda, you can reach her. Oh, and, but you can reach Linda, verticalenergyworldwide.com is her website. And she works out of the Intraspace facility at the old Rainier Brewery. And you can work with her in person or remotely. And remember, free session. If you are new to her as a client off the air, if she's worked with you on the air, doesn't count. You can still have a free session. And the number to call or text if you would like to get one, 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. Ah, well. Do we have Nathan, anything going on? Are Mariners playing today?
Well, they're off to a good start. They're already up 4-0 against the Rays.
So okay, so maybe gave him a little extra boost here.
Must have stomped. I shared some of the stomping to the Mariners when it was time for some breaks and I let you go a little bit longer. I gave some of that stomping over to them for some good luck.
All right. Well, and you guys, when you're down at the stadium and you're doing your Bigfoot thing, you make little promotional films, you know, and you send, like, you guys got some really creative camera techniques, or
we
you're getting really good.
Them.
You're getting really good at catching those cans of beer.
Hell yeah. especially if I need to rob a home run from one.
But so, because you have to be altering, doing some kind of camera work with that stuff, aren't you?
Yeah, there is some little trick photography going in.
But... Yeah, yeah. So when you do something like that, is that, do you have to do that while you're filming it? Or do you film it and then somebody edits it to make it look the way it does?
Well, we have three people there, including myself. So one person is being the filmer, and I'm, of course, you know, doing what I'm doing in a Bigfoot suit. And then they had somebody else. So what we were doing was, like, I was doing baseball actions, and in the middle of them all, a Miller Lite can would appear in my claws.
Yeah, you'd catch it, you know, you'd, like, jump, and all of a sudden you got a can in your hand sort of thing.
So I would just be in the middle of that action, and I would pause, and then the person doing the filming would, of course, stay still, too. And then somebody would run up and then just insert a Miller Lite can into the my hands, and then I would finish the action, whatever it was.
Okay.
And they would cut
all
up the video so it gets to the point where it is from me, you know, before and after taking that pause.
Well, it was really well done. So that's cool. So see, if you stick around here, folks, we'll, behind the scenes, we'll tell you how they do things. yeah, I wondered about that because it's quite well done. And it looks like, you know, there's some magic going on.
Yeah, we have some good creatives behind that team that goes along with me to allow these things to happen.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I guess I should, this month is going to be kind of similar to last month in that this is the last live show I'm going to do this month. Next week and the following week are going to be encores. And that's just because I can use a little extra time, you know, with my healing and processing and all that kind of stuff. But, and what is going to help me do that is next weekend. Next weekend, next Saturday, is my annual, and do this every year, Kriya initiation, which is the spiritual breath technique that I learned from at Ananda and so forth. Anyway, that is a Kriya initiation weekend when newbies are initiated, and then vow renewals for us old folks that have been around for a while. Anyway, I usually just do, you know, the Saturday part, and then I'm here and do the show and all of that. But it really is a whole weekend, you know, of dive in spiritually. And I just decided this time I could really use the extra dive in spiritually for my own healing and benefit. So I'm going to take next weekend off so that I can do that and do Saturday as well as a Sunday and that sort of thing. So encore next week and the following week, and the next live show will be the first Sunday of August. And and mark your calendars, because we got an extra Sunday in August, the 23rd. I'm so excited. Dr. Jeff Young, Rocky Mountain Vet, is going to be live with us on the air. I just can't wait. I have to get over being a high school fangirl. Because you know, he just is such a big hero of mine. So anyway, we will talk again live on the first Sunday of August. Next two shows will be encores. Remember, Robin Alexis is back with Mystic Radio, and that's 8 a.m. Friday mornings, and or you can go to the archives and listen or find it as a podcast. Linda, thank you so much. And if you want a free session with Linda, give her a call, 206-841-1992. And who did our music today, Linda, for the one call that we did have?
The music today was written and performed by Kevin McLeod at Incompetech.com.
All right. Thank you so much. And golly, so you're where are the Mariners playing, Nathan? They aren't here local, because or otherwise you'd be there. So where are they?
They're in Tampa Bay right now.
So we can close out Animal World and go listen to the rest of the game, because it sounds like they're winning.
Yeah, and then a quick score update since I last provided it. Now it is 7-0 Mariners.
Woohoo! Well, yeah, better go tune in and enjoy it while you can.
Yeah.
Anyway, just hoping that everybody
still plenty
gets
of
healed.
Baseball left in that game, though. It's only the fourth inning.
Yeah.
Okay. Then they might need us. So I'll shift to baseball. All righty, everybody. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Nathan. So good to have you back. And they had a wonderful time and all that good stuff. And everybody, as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.